Good morning. It's another wonderful Saturday here in Stanley County. This is Maximize Your Health Radio, where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and you can be set free from today's health crisis. I am your host, Dr. Patrick S. I am here to teach, coach, and inspire and help both you and your loved ones live your lives to your fullest health potential. If you have a health problem, then I have a health solution. Maybe you have one specific health concern or complaint, or, you know, God forbid you have numerous health problems. Well, I'm here and I want to help you overcome those concerns and take charge of your health so that you can live the life that God wants for you. You know, maybe it's just that you want to lose some weight. Maybe you want to reverse diabetes. Perhaps you just never want to get cancer or get heart disease, or maybe you just have some general questions about health or nutrition. Then this is the show for you. All you need to do is log into www.askdrpatrick.com. That's www.askdrpatrick.com. Either click the Facebook social media icon in the upper right-hand corner to post a question, or you can click the email icon to email a personal question to me at askdrpatrick1@gmail.com. So that's askdrpatrick1@gmail.com. Listen, I live here locally in Stanfield, North Carolina. I work in Locust, and I also work in Charlotte. I've been treating patients utilizing natural health care for the past 13 years, and it's my mission to help you make sense of all the media hype and all the misinformation out there so that you can make a transformation in your health. So if you're driving, this is the time to pull over. If you're doing chores, this is the time to stop. Take a break. If you're watching television or if you're surfing the internet, just stop. Get out a pen, get out a piece of paper, start taking some notes because we're going to dive right in. I have an amazing show lined up for you today. Today we're going to talk about vitamin deficiencies. Last week I talked about the top 10 supplements that I like to take on a daily basis. Today I'm going to talk to you about why I like to take those supplements. So stay tuned, hang in there. We're going to talk about vitamin D, we're going to talk about iron, and we're going to talk about vitamin A. Before I get into that, I did bring a special opportunity. If you've been listening to my show, if you're at home and you're suffering from a health condition, if you have neck pain or back pains or headaches, or maybe you have scoliosis, maybe you have sciatic issues, or you have shoulder pain or knee pain, maybe you have digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, colitis, Crohn's disease, gassy bloating. Maybe you're fatigued, maybe you have energy issues, or you have depression or anxiety. Whatever your health concern, if you want to find out what we can do to help you, I am offering a special opportunity where you can come in. I'll run through all the tests that are necessary, the orthopedic, neurologic, structural testing, postural testing. I'll take the x-rays that are necessary to find out where your damage is, what's causing your health concerns. And then I'll also provide a treatment and a post-evaluation to find out how you respond to the treatment so that we can see how your body will actually heal with regards to our treatment. Normally, that cost for that is $197. I'm cutting that cost in half. I'll do it for $97 to the first five callers on the radio show. So if you want to take me up on that opportunity, $97 for the complete, what I call concierge treatment. It's you dial 980-292-0379. Again, that number is 980-292-0379. The first five callers get that evaluation in my office, $97. That's a 50% reduction of the $197 I normally charge. Just call the number 980-292-0379, speak to the events coordinator and she'll get you scheduled. She'll make that appointment happen for you. Okay. All right. So let's get into it. Let's start talking about deficiencies of vitamins. Again, I want to start with vitamin D because that, in my opinion, is the most important supplement that we should be taking on a daily basis. because it's more than just a vitamin. Again, it acts like a hormone for your body. It helps over 900 genes in your body function properly. So if you're deficient in it, you're going to have all kinds of health conditions. You have a weakened immune system, a weakened nerve system, a weakened digestive system, so on and so forth, as a result of not having enough vitamin D in your body. If we look at statistics, according to the National Health and Nutrition Examination, about 10% of children between the ages of 6 and 18 years of age have less than 16 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D. Now, laboratory studies generally agree that you should have about 30 nanograms per milliliter or greater to be considered normal or optimal levels of vitamin D. So less than 16 nanograms is actually significant. 73% of elderly black persons were insufficient, meaning they had levels less than 30 nanograms per milliliter. 40% of black women less than 50 years of age were also deficient, where they were found to have less than 16 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D again. And the reason for this, the reason that black populations or Hispanic populations are prone to being more deficient or insufficient in vitamin D is because they have darker skin. They have more melanin in their skin. And what melanin does is it actually absorbs the ultraviolet radiations from the sun. So it doesn't give their body an opportunity to take that ultraviolet B radiation and actually produce what we call the pre-vitamin D. So Caucasians have that advantage because they have less melanin in their skin or less pigmentation in their skin. So in order to get, if you're standing out in the sun between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., you can produce upwards of about 10,000 to 25,000 international units of vitamin D or pre-vitamin D. However, what that means is that your skin would actually have to start to kind of change color. If you're Caucasian, it would have to start to actually turn a slight pinkish color in order for your body to actually be converting the ultraviolet B radiation into this pre-vitamin D. And I say pre-vitamin D because once you get this pre-vitamin D and it gets into your circulation, then your body can convert it into vitamin D3, or the active form of vitamin D that your genes can use and your body can use for its function. Now, reasons that we would be deficient other than just the pigmentation of our skin are also from dietary reasons. You know, if we look at, for example, 8 ounces of milk, you know, most people associate milk with calcium absorption, but there's vitamin D in milk, but you only get about 100 international units of vitamin D from 8 ounces of milk. If we think in terms of fish, like sardines, if I were to eat 100 grams of canned sardines, I'm only getting about 272 international units of vitamin D. And most multivitamins, when you look at them, only have about 400 international units of vitamin D or vitamin D3 in those. And what I mentioned last week is that I like my patients to be in a daily supplement of at least 5,000 international units. So if you naturally get 10,000 to 25,000 international units of vitamin D3 from the sun, or pre-vitamin D from the sun, then it makes perfect sense why I would be recommending taking 5,000 units, because that's not even near the amount that you would get just from sun exposure. If you look at, again, nutritionally, if you look at wild-caught salmon, you can get about 988 international units from wild-caught salmon. However, if you fry that salmon, so if you do a fish fry, you can lower that by about half. So you get less than 500 international units from the same piece of salmon just because you fried it. And if you get farm-raised salmon, you get even less vitamin D. So you get about 250 international units of vitamin D. And this is also true of the omega-3 and omega-6s. If you have wild-caught salmon, you get a greater quantity of the healthy omega-3 fats for your body. But if you get farm-raised salmon, you're going to take in way more omega-6s from that salmon than you are the omega-3s. So other reasons that we can be deficient, aside from, again, the color of our skin, aside from nutritional things, is if you are obese or overweight, that puts you at risk for being vitamin D deficient. If you already have osteoporosis or weak bones, that puts you at a deficiency for vitamin D. If you have a malabsorption problem, so if you have a digestive issue, because we need our digestive system to help us convert this pre-vitamin D into vitamin D3, or if you can't absorb nutrients efficiently within your small intestine, then again, you're not going to be absorbing enough vitamin D to sustain normal functions for these 900 genes or for your body. And if you have a disorder of vitamin D metabolism, so if your kidneys aren't working properly, or if you take medications, certain medications, these things can compete with or limit your ability to actually make the active form of the vitamin D, which is vitamin D3. So there's lots of reasons you can actually be deficient. Now, again, how do we test for that? It's a simple blood test. You can go to your doctor, they do a blood test, and they'll check your vitamin D levels. It'll come back with a number, something out of nanograms per milliliter. And you're looking for numbers, again, for my patients, I like to see their numbers anywhere from 60 or above. So 60 nanograms per milliliter or above that, less than, 110, because if you start to get into the 120, 130, 140, is you can actually become toxic in vitamin D. So you can have too much vitamin D. However, interestingly, is if you stand out in the sun, you cannot get a vitamin D toxicity to prolong sun exposure, because your body will actually degrade the excess pre-vitamin D into an inactive form of the vitamin D metabolites. So you can't become toxic to sun exposure. However, you can take too much in through either supplementation or through your diet. You can also run what's called a parathyroid hormone test. So your doctor can run what's called a PTH test, because there is an inverse relationship between your parathyroid hormone and your actual serum vitamin D levels. If you have, for example, elevated parathyroid hormone, then you are going to have decreased levels of vitamin D in your body. And your parathyroid glands sit next to your thyroid glands on either side of your thyroid gland, which sits in the center of your neck. And what your parathyroid glands do is they help to regulate calcium absorption for your body. So that's why when we talk about vitamin D being important for bone growth, it's because it also helps with the calcium absorption within your bones. Now, most doctors, if they see that you're deficient, so if you go and you have your blood test done and they see that you're something below 30 nanograms per milliliter, then they're going to start to recommend that you supplement. So they can recommend anywhere from 2,000 international units a day, upwards of 50,000 international units per week, which would be about 7,000 international units per day. So they'll say anywhere from 2 to 7 to start to bring your levels up. And then once your levels are above that 30 nanograms per milliliter, then they'll tell you to stabilize that, and they'll tell you to take anywhere from only 600 international units to 2,000 international units. But again, because your body requires vitamin D for so many functions, I'd like to keep my patients at a baseline of 5,000 international units. And I'm basing that still on what you would naturally get from the sun. So if you're getting 10 to 25,000 units from the sun exposure, it makes perfect sense why I would recommend taking 5,000 international units. Now, when it comes to absorption of vitamin D2, I just told you that it's important for calcium absorption. It helps to regulate the amount of calcium that your body absorbs within your small intestine. And you need to have at least 32 nanograms per milliliter or greater in order for your vitamin D levels to stimulate the calcium absorption within your intestines. The other thing is vitamin D also is responsible for phosphorus absorption, which is again important for the mineralization of your bones, which is why I told you earlier that if you're deficient or you have an insufficient level of vitamin D, if you're a child, first of all, you're going to start to have bowing of your legs. So you're going to start to see these bone deformities develop in children who are deficient or insufficient in their vitamin D levels. Some of the symptoms might be that the child might start walking late. So most babies, usually by about the 15, 16, 17 months of age, are already up and walking. If they're not walking by that time, that's an indication that they could be deficient in vitamin D, or if they sit for long periods of time as opposed to getting up and trying to move around, it could be because they're experiencing pain within their muscle tissue, within their bones, which would be an indication that they're deficient in vitamin D. So you should get them tested. And the same thing's true for adults. If you have adults that are deficient or insufficient in vitamin D, can start to develop osteomalacia, which is basically pre-osteoporosis or osteopenia. They can start to get bone pain. They can start to get muscle aches and pains that's felt as deep in their bone. So those are all indications that you're deficient in, you know, vitamin D. So you need to get tested for that stuff. I told you that vitamin D boosts your immune function. You know, it helps you fight off bacteria and viruses and helps you fight off cancers. So anytime, even one of my own children come down with, or myself, if I come down with, say, a viral infection or a bacterial infection for whatever reason, is I'll go from taking my 5,000 international units to taking things like upwards of 25 to 50,000 international units of vitamin D every single day. And when I do that, I overcome that bacterial infection or that viral infection very, very quickly, as opposed to someone who wouldn't, you know, be taking this vitamin D supplementation. So in a matter of a day or two, as I can knock that stuff out quick because I'm boosting my immune function. Another vitamin I want to talk to you about as far as deficiencies is vitamin A deficiency. So when we think of vitamin A, most people think of vision because vitamin A helps with things like night vision, for example. There are three basic forms of vitamin A. There's retinol, which is the most active form for our body, and that's typically found in animal sources like meat and fish and poultry. And then there's beta-carotene and carotenoids, which is what you find in our plant sources, so our fruits and our vegetables. Now, vitamin A, just like vitamin D, has a lot of important functions. In fact, has very similar functions to vitamin D in that not only is it important for vision, it's also important for our immune system. It's important for bone growth. So just like vitamin D, both of those things. Our reproductive system, it's important for what's called epithelial cell growth, or the cellular tissue growth of our respiratory, our urinary, and in our intestinal tract. And it's also important for things like embryonic development or baby development and gene expression. So again, just like vitamin D being responsible for 900 different genes, vitamin A is also responsible for these things. It helps our body to function in the fact that it helps us form, again, healthy skin and teeth and mucous membranes. So the recommendations, you know, for vitamin A are that we take upwards of anywhere from 700 to about 900 mcgs per day, micrograms per day. And typically you'll get enough vitamin A as long as you're consuming, you know, fruits, vegetables, and animal proteins, especially things like liver, because even in our own body, about 50 to 80% of our vitamin A gets stored within our liver. So if you eat liver, which I know a lot of people don't like liver, but if you eat liver, you're definitely going to be getting adequate levels of vitamin A within your body. But if we're deficient in vitamin A, some of the symptoms associated with deficiency would be like dry skin, dry hair, broken fingernails. You could have a lowered resistance to infections again, so like bacteria or viral infections. You can also, again, have vision issues or vision problems if you don't get enough vitamin A. But you can also, just like vitamin D, you can also get too much vitamin A. So you can get a toxicity, which can then, again, create its own sources of symptoms. So some of the symptoms that you can have associated with toxic levels of vitamin A would be things like headaches, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, fatigue, weakness, dizziness, you know, muscle pains, hair loss, itching, liver dysfunction again. So there's a lot of symptoms associated with vitamin A specifically. You can have a simple blood test drawn to find out if you have vitamin A either toxicity or if you have vitamin A deficiencies. So these are things that if you're expressing symptoms associated with vitamin A, either deficiency or toxicity, that's when your doctor's going to order these tests. So you can just ask for these tests. to be run. And again, usually you'll have these tests run when you do things like your complete blood count, your CBC tests, your maybe your vitamin B12 tests, your vitamin D tests, or even your iron test. You'll have some of these tests run with those tests so you can see how well you're doing. All right, so that takes us through the vitamin D and vitamin A deficiencies. The last thing I want to touch on is the iron deficiencies or iron deficiency anemia. Before I get into that, though, I still have a few offers available. If you have a health concern, a health condition, or a problem that you're looking for solutions to, then my offer is for $97. You can come into the office. We'll do a full, complete consultation, examination, orthopedic neurologic testing. We'll take the x-rays that are necessary. We'll provide an initial treatment to see how your body responds to the healing process. And then we'll do a follow-up x-ray to find out exactly what you can expect with regards to our treatment. Normally, the cost for that is $197. However, for today's special, as I'm offering that for only $97. So again, if you want to take me up on that offer, go ahead and reach me online at www.askdrpatrick.com and send me an email through the email link, or just email me at www.askdrpatrick1@gmail.com. Okay, so getting into iron deficiencies, basically iron is responsible for helping to support red blood cells, the hemoglobin in red blood cells, to transport oxygen throughout our body. So if you're deficient in iron, then you're also going to be deficient basically in oxygen throughout the body. And so some of the symptoms associated with iron deficiency would be things like extreme fatigue. You could have pale skin or weakness, shortness of breath. You could have chest pain, or you can get infections because, again, of your immune system being weakened. Headaches, dizziness, cold hands or feet, inflammation, brittle nails or a fast heartbeat, poor appetite, unusual cravings for non-nutritive substances. This is a condition called pica or pica. It's when you might chew on ice, or you might chew on paper or clay in an attempt to try to restore a nutrient imbalance. Even though those substances aren't going to provide you any iron or any nutrition, you chew on these things as just that kind of an unusual craving of sorts. You may also feel things like uncomfortable tingling or crawling feelings in your legs, or potentially even like a restless leg syndrome if you're deficient in iron. Now, some of the reasons we'd be deficient in iron is if you have a problem within your small intestines, because your small intestines absorb iron into your body, into your bloodstream. So if you have some kind of intestinal issue like celiac disease or something of that nature, that can lead to an iron deficiency. If you have some kind of blood loss, for example, if you have like ulcers or some kind of slow bleeding, a polyp or something within your body, or like a colorectal cancer or something, that can also lead to an iron deficiency anemia, as well as just having a lack of iron in your diet. So if you're not eating foods that are rich in iron, so things like meat or eggs or green leafy vegetables, then again, you could potentially be having an iron deficiency anemia. So in order to kind of reverse that, first of all, you have to test yourself. You have to get a CBC to find out whether or not you are deficient in iron. And if you are, then we have to take proper steps at restoring the iron imbalance. So we have to find out, you know, what's causing you to lose iron, or are you deficient, again, from a nutritional standpoint with iron? And we need to start to treat the cause of that. That's what I focus on with regards to our clinic, is we always look for what's causing your symptoms so that we can treat the cause of the symptom. Because once you treat the cause of the symptom, that's what cures your body and starts to get your body to heal from that issue. So whether it's a nutritional deficiency, whether it's a nerve-related deficiency or a toxicity issue in your body, that's our primary focus. That's what we look for when we do our evaluations. So if we find that you're deficient in one of these areas and we start to incorporate what it is you're missing with regards to that deficiency, and we start to heal that, your body will heal naturally from whatever symptom it is you're having. So if you want to take me up on that offer, again, just find me on www.askdrpatrick.com and send me an email, and I'll make sure that you get an appointment in the office for that special offer of only $97. So that finishes off another one of our programs. So stay tuned. Next week, I'll be back again at 8:30 on this station, WSPC, 1010 AM. Have a great afternoon.